Until the 1960s, ranchers took animals by a barge from the mainland to this island for grazing. The vast rangeland was difficult to reach, and winter storms could produce swells of 10 feet or more on the lake. Yet ranching continued here for well over a century. We'll go to that once hard-to-reach spot on this edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, this is Paula, your independent director with 31 Gifts. You may know 31 for everything from trendy totes to thermals, backpacks to organizational items. But did you know how easy it is to become an independent consultant? I live in a rural area, and I wondered if being a consultant with 31 was really for me. In under a year, I was already earning a great income, plus it's something I really enjoy. Want to learn more? Give me a call at 816-695-5551. That's 816-695-5551. Or message me at my31bag.com. That's my, the number 31, bag.com.
It's Timothy Green's first day at school.
Mom, I can handle it from here.
What's in his backpack? He's about to fall
anything
over.
Anything he might need. There's a box of tissues and Band-Aids. There's a whole first aid kit, actually.
You don't have to be perfect.
Have a great day.
That's too much pressure.
Have the day you have.
To be a perfect parent.
There are two people who want you more than anything. They'll make mistakes, but they will love you more than you can imagine.
There are thousands of children in foster care who will take you just as you are. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Antelope Island would seem to merely be a curiosity. It's the largest island in the Great Salt Lake. But Jeremy Shaw says people have been living here for thousands of years.
We've got 40 freshwater springs on the island, and so I think that's probably the reason this island was inhabited, you know, and the others probably weren't, is the abundance of fresh water.
Native Americans used the island seasonally, but by the mid-19th century, new settlers were beginning to use the spot.
Brigham Young sent a guy named Fielding Gar out here in 1848 when the Mormons settled this area to run the tithing herd. And so he was doing sheep and cattle and goats and stuff like that. And they sent him out here to the island because it had good fresh water and lots of range. And he started building a house out of adobe brick that he mined from the beach.
That house is today a museum to the island's ranching history.
From 1848, when Fielding Gar came out here to start building that ranch and running that herd, somebody lived in that house and ran a ranch until 1981. When the state bought the entire island.
It's the oldest house on its original foundation in the state of Utah. The last ranchers were the Anschutz Livestock Company.
They grazed the majority of the island and had it sectioned off in giant, you know, 1,000, 2,000 acre pastures, more or less. But they were running upwards of 2,000 sheep out here. So we had grazing just on this monumental scale.
Today, it's larger animals doing the grazing. And it's next time as we travel the countryside at Antelope Island, Utah. I'm Andrew McCray.